WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to a calm and collected life. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of what-ifs? Like yesterday's mistakes are still haunting you? Today, we're diving into the murky waters of regret and guilt, those pesky emotions that can pull us under if we let them. But trust me, my friends, there's a way to navigate these feelings and emerge stronger on the other side. Let's be honest, regret and guilt are like those uninvited guests who overstay their welcome. They show up unexpectedly, crash on your emotional couch, and refuse to leave without making a mess. But here's the thing, we have the power to kick them out. It all starts with understanding what fuels these feelings in the first place. First off, remember that dwelling on the past won't change anything. You can't write history, but you can learn from your experiences. Think of regret as a compass pointing towards valuable lessons. What choices led to this feeling? Can you identify patterns or behaviors you want to shift moving forward? Second, guilt is often born out of a desire to be perfect. Newsflash. Perfection isn't real. We're all human and we make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up over past blunders, try practicing self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend who made a similar error. Third, forgiveness is key both for others and for yourself. Holding on to anger and resentment only keeps those negative emotions bottled up. Letting go doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions, it means releasing the grip they have on your mind and heart. And when it comes to forgiving yourself, remember, everyone deserves a second chance. Learn from your mistakes and move forward with grace. Fourth, focus on what you can control. We often get caught up in things beyond our influence. Instead of agonizing over situations you can't change, channel your energy into making positive choices today. Small actions add up to big impacts over time. Finally, remember that every day is a fresh start. Don't let the weight of yesterday hold you back from embracing the possibilities of today. Wake up with intention, set your goals, and take action towards a future filled with purpose and joy. You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and all you can think about is the missed opportunity? Maybe it was a presentation you flubbed, or a kind word you didn't say to someone who needed it. Those moments, they sting, right? But here's where the real magic happens. How we choose to react to those setbacks defines our journey. Imagine this. You're preparing for a big audition, and your nerves get the better of you. You stumble over your lines, forget parts of your monologue, and leave feeling defeated. The natural instinct is to dwell on the mistake, replay it in your head like a broken record, and let that what-if spiral take over. But instead, what if you could reframe that experience? What if, instead of focusing on the missteps, you acknowledged them as valuable learning opportunities? Now imagine this. You approach your friend who confided in you about a tough time. Instead of offering unsolicited advice or dismissing their feelings, you actively listen, offer genuine support, and let them know you're there for them. That one act of kindness could have a ripple effect, brightening their day and strengthening your bond. So remember, life is a constant dance between stumbles and triumphs. It's okay to feel regret or guilt, sometimes those emotions are part of the human experience. But don't let them dictate your path. Choose to learn from your mistakes, forgive yourself and others, and focus on creating a future filled with intentionality and kindness. Remember, letting go doesn't mean forgetting, it means choosing to release the past so you can step fully into the present moment. Ready to make today amazing? Share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the power of forgiveness and moving forward. And don't forget to leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. We love hearing from you. It keeps us inspired to keep creating content that helps you navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. See you in tomorrow's episode for another dose of Stoic Morning Reset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.